Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this date, September 15th, 2019, the Cars vocalist Rick Ocasek is found unconscious at his New York City apartment by his estranged wife, Paulina Poroskova. The 75-year-old musician is pronounced dead at the scene. On this day in 2018, Paul McCartney achieves his first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart in over 36 years, as his latest studio effort, Egypt Station, debuts at the top of the list. On this day in 2010, Michael Jackson's mother and his three children file a wrongful death lawsuit against AEG Live, the promoters of a series of planned concerts by the King of Pop before his death. The civil lawsuit accused the company of putting its desire for massive profits over the health and safety of Michael. On this day in 2004, Johnny Ramone, co-founder of the Ramones, passes away after a five-year battle with prostate cancer. He is 55. On this day in 1994, a reel-to-reel tape of the Quarrymen, the Beatles, appearing at St. Peter's Parish Church Garden Party in July 1957, sells for $125,000 at Sotheby's. On this day in 1974, Uriah Heep bassist Gary Thayne is nearly electrocuted on stage during a show. He survives, but says that the other band members didn't show enough concern over the accident, and he leaves the group soon after. And on this day, September 15th, 1973, a popular female recording artist reaches the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for the second time. Her recording beat out a rendition by Bette Midler that was released at the same time, and an earlier version by country singer Tanya Tucker. Who is the singer that brought this song to number one? And what's the song? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, September 15th, 1973, a popular female recording artist reaches the top spot in the Billboard Hot 100 for the second time. Her recording beat out a rendition by Bette Midler and by Tanya Tucker. Here's Helen Reddy and Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy. Could it be a faded rose?